It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. You want to talk about the release of dopamine? If I could bottle up what happened right around 4:48 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday during Day 3 of the NFL Draft and have that feeling forever, I would. Many of you are probably wondering, what the heck happened at 4:48 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday? At that time, the Steelers made Texas defensive back Ryan Watts their sixth-round pick at number 195 overall, wrapping up the 2024 NFL draft class for the black and gold. I was ecstatic. Watts was quote-unquote my guy in the draft defensively, one that I had spent significant time on researching, watching, and talking about. With his size and play style, I felt he was a potential fit for the Steelers. It helped that he had a formal meeting at the Combine with the Steelers that gave me that dot to connect as well. But on Saturday, when he was the pick, man, that's what you put all the time and effort in for. It's not just a feel-good pick for me because I was able to identify a potential Steeler and had him correctly predicted in my final mock draft. It's that I think he can be a good player for the Steelers moving forward, whether that's at corner, safety, or strictly on special teams. And yes, special teams matters. As I've stated before, Watts has great size, plays a physical brand of football, and has the versatility to play either corner or safety, whether that's on the boundary, in the slot, in the box, or even as the deep safety. He was a vital piece for a strong Texas defense last season that helped the Longhorns reach the college football playoff. And he could be a key depth piece right away for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. Of course, things could backfire quickly, as he might not make the 53-man roster, and another team could poach him, potentially, before landing on the Steelers practice squad in this specific scenario. But that wouldn't take away from the feeling of satisfaction with the Watts stance throughout the pre-draft process for me. Hopefully, Ryan Watts is able to carve out a long career with the Steelers and be a key piece. That would be the cherry on top. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.